A very warm welcome to you to the program As the Sun Sets. As you know, it's the evening prayer of the church. We come to the end of the day where we simply want to say thank you to the Lord for the gift of this day. It's the 2nd of February, the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, and that's what we celebrate today, and that'll be the proper office, if I can put it that way, the Psalms and so on, that we'll be using for the prayer of the church this evening. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Lay your hands gently upon us. Let their touch render your peace. Let them bring your forgiveness and healing. Lay your hands gently, lay your hands. You were sent to free the brokenhearted. You were sent to give sight to the blind. You desire to heal all our illness. Lay your hands gently, lay your hands. Lay your hands gently upon us. Let their touch render bring your forgiveness and healing. Lay your hands gently, lay your hands. Lord, we come to you through one another. Lord, we come in all our need. Lord, we come to you seeking wholeness. Lay your hands gently, lay your hands. Lay your hands gently upon us. Let their touch render your peace. Let them bring your forgiveness and healing. Lay your hands gently, lay your
The Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Lord. The Lord's revelation to my master: sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master, standing at your right hand, will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Lord. They went to offer to the Lord what the law ordered, a pair of turtle doves or a pair of pigeons. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ear be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, and for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They went off to offer to the Lord what the law ordered, a pair of turtle doves or a pair of pigeons. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all the nations to see. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all the fullness, all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all the nations to see. Our gospel reading this evening is from the Gospel according to Luke. When the day came for them to be purified, as laid down by the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, observing what stands written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male must be consecrated to the Lord, and also to offer in sacrifice, in accordance with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now in Jerusalem there was a man named Simeon. He was an upright and devout man. He looked forward to Israel's comforting, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Christ of the Lord. And prompted by the Spirit, he came to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the law required, he took him into his arms, and he blessed God, and he said, "Now, Master, you can let your servant go in peace, just as you promised, because my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all the nations to see, a light to enlighten the pagans and the glory of your people Israel." Now, as the child's father and mother stood there wondering at the things that were being said about him, Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, his mother, "You see this child? He is destined for the fall and for the rising of many in Israel, destined to be a sign that is rejected, and a sword will pierce your own soul too, so that the secret thoughts of many may be laid bare." Now there was a prophetess also, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was well on in years, her days of girlhood over. She had been married for 7 years before becoming a widow, and she was now 84 years old and never left the temple, serving God night and day with fasting and prayer. Well, she came by just at that moment and began to praise God, and she spoke of the child to all who looked forward to the deliverance of Jerusalem. And when they had done everything the law of the Lord required, they went back to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And meanwhile, the child grew to maturity, and he was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was with him. Well, today, as I've said, we celebrate the feast of the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. It's 40 days after Christmas, so it's a special day, and for many people, it's the culmination of Christmas. In fact, in some places, today, people take down all their Christmas decorations. And I suppose we can go into that and talk about that whole situation. But I don't really want to talk about that today. The presentation in the temple is the presentation of this child Jesus. It's giving back to God the gift that Jesus is to us. We recall the gift of the wise men, the three wise men who came to offer gifts to the child Jesus, and so on. So in many ways, the presentation in the temple is the absolute culmination of the Christmas season. But today, I'd rather look at what we are celebrating. It's the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. And what do we see happening here? Well, what we see happening is that 40 days after the birth of Jesus, Mary takes the child, Mary and Joseph, and they go to the temple to offer the child, to consecrate the child to the Lord. It's a very significant feast because it recalls also the liberation from slavery in Egypt, where a gift would have to be sacrificed. The sacred lamb, for example, had to be offered to the Lord. And this was the time when the people of Israel thanked God for their liberation from Egypt. So it really is a time of consecration. What do they do? What do Mary and Jesus do? Mary and Joseph, they come to the temple, they consecrate the child to the Lord, they offer a pair of a small animal. In this case, because they are poor people, they offer a pair of pigeons or a couple of turtle doves, because this was the gift of the poorest of the people. So when they go into the temple, there is Simeon, and Simeon says, Simeon is very symbolically the one who is called the one who is waiting. He's the one who is waiting for the Lord. He's waited all his life for this moment. And he says that so much, you know, now you can let your servant go in peace, because I have seen the salvation which you've prepared for all the nations to see, a light to enlighten the pagans and the glory of your people Israel. So Simeon was one who looked forward to this moment to say, thank you to the Lord for the gift of this child. And the Holy Spirit was with him. He looked forward to Israel's comforting, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Christ of the Lord. So there is mentioned there, emphasis on the Holy Spirit, on Simeon, that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Lord. And so in this prophetic statement, he says, I have now seen the salvation that has come into this world. So in many ways, Simeon is saying, now I can go in peace. Now I have seen the salvation that the Lord has promised. And so he takes the child in his arms and he offers this to the Lord. So a wonderful moment for Simeon. Also for Anna, who is a prophetess, Anna, who is 84 years old. And, you know, this is a symbolic number as well. 12 sevens are 84. It's 12 tribes of Israel. Seven is the perfect number. 12 sevens are 84. Or you could say take seven, the perfect number, away from 84, and you come to 77, which is also a doubly perfect number, seven and seven. So all sorts of little symbolic things we can read into Simeon and also Anna. But Anna, too, is one who comes from a very poor tribe. She comes from the tribe of Asher, which is one of the poorest of the tribes, and she was well on in years, and she, too, is one who came by at that moment, and she spoke of the child to all who looked forward to the deliverance of Israel. So it is a whole time of praise, a time of consecration, a time of thanksgiving. This feast today is sort of woven right into the fabric of the feast, is consecration, thanksgiving, and so on. And so it was also then, as I've said earlier, on the culmination of the Christmas season. And then when Mary and Joseph go home with the child Jesus continues to grow to maturity, and he was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was with him. You will remember also at the baptism of Jesus, the Holy Spirit hovered over him and said, this is my son, the beloved, in whom I am well pleased. God's favor was with him, and here also God's favor is with us. So it's the feast of the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple, a very pregnant feast day that has a lot to say to us. But maybe we could just for a moment ask ourselves, what does it say to you and to me? And I think it certainly says that we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit upon us and within us and over us, just as the Holy Spirit was over Simeon and Anna, and they prophesied that even a sword would pierce Mary's heart, and so on. We too should be conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our own lives. But if we speak about the consecration of this child 40 days after his birth, maybe we can also ask ourselves, when we look at ourselves and our own families, and I know many couples are expecting children at this time, in fact, all throughout the year, people are expecting babies and so on. And sometimes, you know, people wait many, many, many years before they are blessed with a child. Now, I want to say today that when we think of the gift of life, the birth of a child and the joy that the child brings into our lives, the excitement with which we look forward to the birth of a baby into the family, that we should never forget that Mary and Joseph had the same sort of excitement, but were very, very conscious of the presence of God and the blessing of God in their lives, that they would go and consecrate their child to the Lord. And I want to say today, quite simply, may we also, as we celebrate the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple, may we also remember that when we receive that gift of life into our families, the birth of a newborn child, may we also never forget to make that same act of consecration and give to the Lord thanks for all his blessings to us. So that the presentation is not just something we remember when Jesus was presented in the temple by his parents, but that we can also see that we too, in some ways, need to be part of Simeon, part of Anna, thanking the Lord, giving praise to the Lord for all that he has done for us, but above all, to thank the Lord for the gift of those children who come into our lives to bring us so much joy and happiness. The Lord has made known his saving power. He has prepared this wonder in the sight of all the peoples. The Lord has made known his saving power. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has made known his saving power. Today, the Blessed Virgin Mary presented the child Jesus in the temple, and there Simeon took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today, the Blessed Virgin Mary presented the child Jesus in the temple, and there Simeon took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. Now, we celebrate the presentation of Jesus in the temple. He has established a new covenant and is himself the temple of the living God. So let us acclaim him as our Saviour. Our eyes have seen your salvation. You are the light that enlightens all people. Help us to know and accept you as our Lord and God. You are the glory of your church. In the fidelity of your people, let people see your saving power. Your Holy Spirit rested on Simeon, and he recognized your coming. Let your Holy Spirit dwell with us so that we may recognize you in our lives. At your presentation, Simeon prophesied that Our Lady would be pierced to the heart. Grant us the constancy and the love she showed at the foot of the cross. Many have seen your promise and died in your peace. May they share now the glory you prepared for all the nations. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty and ever-living God, on this day your only begotten Son was presented in the temple, in flesh and blood like ours. Purify us in mind and heart, that we may meet you in your glory, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. There we leave it. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's always great being with you as we pray the evening prayer of the church. And today we've done that on the great feast of the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. So from me, Father Emil, enjoy your evening. Have a relaxing and wonderful evening. From me, good night and God bless.